Lesson 35. Pick.
哥哥请你吃晚饭，他将在门口接你。他对你说
I'll pick you up at the gate. I'll pick you up at the gate.
父亲的藏书很多，朋友想借阅，你要他自己挑好了。你说
Take your pick. Take your pick.
Stephen 的法语讲得很好。你想知道他在哪儿学的，你问他
Where did you pick up your French? Where did you pick up your French?
手术后通过科学的调养，现在你的身体状况正开始好转，你说
My health is beginning to pick up. My health is beginning to pick up.
那个新来的总和你作对，你干什么他都找茬，你说
He picks at me about everything I do. He picks at me about everything I do.
英语课上，老师总是叫你回答问题，你抱怨说
She's always picking on me for this. She's always picking on me for this.
Lily 是你的智囊，你去向她求教一个问题，你对她说
I've come to pick your brains on a problem. I've come to pick your brains on a problem.
为了面试，你花了很长时间挑选了那身蓝色套装。你说
I spent a lot of time picking and choosing the blue suit. I spent a lot of time picking and choosing the blue suit. Lesson 36. Agree.
对于 Toby 的建议，你举双手赞成。你说
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
你担心班主任不会同意你们的要求，可他却同意了。你兴奋地说
He agreed. He agreed.
你不想去西餐馆吃饭，因为你吃不惯西餐。你说
Western food doesn't agree with me. Western food doesn't agree with me.
你和那位同乡相处得不太好，你们就是谈不到一块儿去。你无奈地说
We don't agree well with each other. We don't agree well with each other.
校长相信了你们的话，因为你们两个人说的都一样。校长说
Your stories agree with each other. Your stories agree with each other.
你和朋友的想法一致，你非常同意他所说的。你说
I quite agree with you. I quite agree with you.
班里要选一名同学参加竞赛，可究竟让谁去，大家意见不一。你说
We don't agreeOn who should go. We don't agree on who should go.
这设想简直不着边际，你绝对不会同意的。你说
I will never agree to that. I will never agree to that.